$10,727, Dennis and Linda Goshert and Larry and Sally Hagee, west of Road 299, Weston Branch Road, being Lot 3, Section B, within Steel Land Development Corporation, a variance from the minimum lot size requirement.
Yeah, absolutely.
You all gonna speak?
I don't think I have to.
Name and address.
Dennis Goshert, 132 Broad Street, Ackland, Pennsylvania.
And ma'am?
Linda Nielsen, 18492 Petty John Road, Park Harbison.
Sir, sir. You both swear affirm testimony about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
I'm here seeking a variance in a lot size of a lot I'd like to divide. I'm currently co-owner of the property on Branch Road in Millsboro, Delaware. And I purchased the property along with my brother-in-law from family after my father-in-law passed away in October 26, 2001. We both own the property together, and I would like to retire and build a home on one lot, and I'd like to divide the property into two separate parcels. I've had it surveyed, and when I had the surveyor do the surveying, I discovered that an existing garage on what is lot number 4 is 2.5 feet over the old property line. So to divide lot 3 into one lot, I propose a variance because I understand minimum setback is 10 feet, and I'd like to, without disturbing that garage, change that line to go 10 feet in front of and alongside of the existing garage.
That's, I don't think that that's the variance is, that's requested, is it?
No, the variance is for the square footage, of the lot only.
It has nothing to do with the garage, as it's presented to us.
It doesn't?
No.
No, sir.
No, well, your request is to have a variance from the minimum square footage of a lot.
Allowing lot 4 to have the garage on the property, it would reduce lot 3. So that's why we're asking to reduce the lot size of lot 3.
Okay.
You want to reduce it by 741 square feet?
Correct.
Correct.
Okay.
Since the land is owned by family, by my brother-in-law and myself, we had no problem with the garage being 2.5 feet over that line. However, to divide the two lots back into two separate parcels. If I let the line where it was originally back in 1972, it turns out that the garage that's there now is 2.5 feet over that line. So that garage would not meet setbacks.
When did you become a part owner of the property, sir?
October 26, 2001.
And the lots have been... been one property the
it's
whole
been
time.
One property the whole time.
When were they combined? Do you have any idea?
1972 sometime, I believe. Yeah. Both parcels were purchased by our family, by my father-in-law, his father and mother. And we purchased it from my mother-in-law in 2001, October 26th.
Questions from members of the board. Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
Yes. Can you address the standards for granting a variance?
Standards.
Standards? Unique physical circumstances or conditions, irregularity, narrowness or shallowness of first size or shape, exceptional typographical or other physical conditions peculiar to the property. Two lots, one parcel.
To allow the development
and give the footage to one lot to keep the existing garage.
And lot three cannot otherwise be developed unless they're granted the variance. It's not going to alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Let's see. It won't be detrimental to the public welfare. The variance is a minimal that will afford this relief. And the variance will represent the least modification possible to the regulation of the issue.
How long did you say the garage has been there?
How long it has been there? Since 1972.
72.
And it's concrete block. It's a big
block. So the garage is not a new thing, so it's
right.
Been there since 72, so it hadn't altered the character of the neighborhood.
That's correct.
Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10727. I don't believe it alters central character of the neighborhood. It's family, and it's been there for many, many years. And I move we approve minimum variance to grant relief.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10727. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.